Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your top local story, the jury in the punishment hearing of convicted murderer Brandon McCall has heard all the evidence and deliberations are underway. KRLD's LP Phillips has more from McKinney.
The jury will have two choices in this case, either life without parole or death. Brandon McCall stands convicted of capital murder in the death of police officer David Sherrard. The jury has two choices in this case. As we say, it's either life without parole or death. The judge had the jury bring an overnight bag and has told jurors they will not be able to go home until they reach a verdict, one way or the other. This jury has heard evidence of the murders of the Richardson police officer Sherrard and of McCall's friend Renee Gomez. It has also heard from friends of McCall. Each side will have 45 minutes to argue this case before sending it in for deliberations.
That's LP Phillips. Stay with News Radio 1080 and KRLD.com throughout the afternoon for updates. Here's an update on a story we brought you yesterday about a band hall bandit wanted for stealing from high school kids in Plano. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Police are asking for help finding a man who stole expensive musical instruments from Plano East Senior High School earlier this month. It happened February 13th around 6 p.m. Most students had already left school, but Officer David Tilley with the Plano PD says a few band students were still on campus for rehearsal.
Our suspect was able to convince some of the students there that he needed to come in and pick up some instruments for repair and wanted to get them to show him the direction to the band hall, at which time they did.
Officer Tilley says the students led the man to the band hall and led him inside. He left with a euphonium and a saxophone. Now police say the band hall bandit is wanted for felony theft. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Governor Abbott will meet today with local, state, and federal health officials in Austin to talk about precautions Texas can take against coronavirus. The state health department says the risk to Texas remains low. The six people in isolation in San Antonio never had contact with the public when they arrived from Asia. UNT Health Science Center epidemiology professor Dr. Diana Cervantes says researchers are working quickly on a coronavirus vaccine, but in the meantime, people can use familiar strategies.
A vaccine is a great level, but then you also have to always consider those measures, just like flu, good hand washing, making sure that you're frequently disinfecting high-touched areas, your phone, keyboard, doorknobs.
One person in California caught coronavirus without traveling to Asia, but no person-to-person transmission has been reported in Texas. A sad outcome after a man escaped a house fire, then ran back inside to save his dog. First responders were called to the home on Old Mill Circle in Watauga. Around 1 this morning, they arrived to see smoke and flames pouring out of the house, with two women standing outside unhurt. The women told firefighters a third person had escaped with them, then went back inside to rescue the dog. Lieutenant Jason Babcock with the Watauga PD says fire crews went into rescue mode.
Unfortunately, he was pulled out of the residence. However, he was deceased. The fire was then extinguished, and it's the entire deal is being investigated now.
Babcock says the man was in his 70s and was related to the women outside. Firefighters could not find the dog he was trying to rescue. On chilly nights, it's now common for homeless people to sleep at DFW Airport. But one woman's complaining after she says she was threatened by a homeless man.
The homeless gather at Terminal A because it's adjacent to the DART station, making for easier access when the temperatures drop. But Midlothian's Deborah Schwann was arriving at Terminal A this week when she was accosted by an angry homeless man.
And he was standing right by me. He was a big man. He was like screaming vulgarities and very angry voice.
Schwann tells NBC5 the man threatened to kill her, leaving her naturally very frightened because she was traveling by herself. She reported this to an airport employee and to DFW Airport Police. The airport has put out a statement acknowledging the homeless problem and saying they are trying to minimize any disruptions to passengers. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Gasoline prices are up across most of the state. Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says the statewide average is $2.16 for regular unleaded. That's up 2 cents compared to this time last week. But he says it's a different story for drivers in Dallas-Fort Worth.
One of the few areas that saw a drop this week, down 3 cents to 212 on average in Dallas, and Fort Worth down a penny at 216.
Armbruster says drivers in Odessa paying the most in Texas at 238 a gallon. Drivers in Laredo and San Antonio paying the least at 206. A job fair continues today for veterans going on at AT&T Stadium. More than 90 employers are on hand looking to hire veterans and their spouses. That job fair is free. It runs until 3 this afternoon. Texas is one of 11 states where Google plans to build offices and data centers this year. The company says it will invest $10 billion in the new facilities. The other states targeted for development are Colorado, Georgia, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New York, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Washington, and California. In sports, the Dallas Stars play in Boston tonight at 6:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.